The National Union of Ghana Students is alleging that government is indebted to the GET Fund to the tune of 600 million Ghana cedis. This, according to NUGS, is having a crippling effect on students on government scholarship within and outside the country, as they are unable to pay their fees annually and in some cases have to terminate their courses of study. At a media briefing in Accra, NUGS President Prosper Jitse said this is affecting beneficiaries of the Maths, Science and Technology Scholarship Scheme, otherwise known as MASTERS. Esi Osam-Sasa and Lydia Bedu have filed this report.
The Ghana Education Trust Fund, GET Fund, is a statutory body established through an Act of Parliament at 581 in the year 2000. It is to cushion higher educational institutions in Ghana financially, according to the president of NUGS, Prosper Jitse. There has not been a board of governors to manage the fund since 2012, when the previous board's mandate expired. Prosper Jitse expressed concern that as a result of government's inability to meet its obligation to the fund, the development of such infrastructure projects to aid teaching and learning on campuses have grounded to a halt.
Government's lack of commitment to the grant of GET Fund is very worrying. It is no more newsworthy to hear every now and then that GET Fund is actually broke and cannot perform its mandated duty as expected. It is not surprising at all that when you go to all the public tertiary institutions in this country, most of the projects that have been started by GET Fund have actually come to a halt. We live in a country where we talk about quality of education, we talk about sensibility. If government, a body that is mandated to make sure that 2.5% of VAT is paid to GET Fund, that GET Fund will be able to use that to address the educational needs and also finance the scholarship needs of students who are studying abroad on GET Fund scholarship, government is not doing that. Then you ask yourself, where is the policy and where is the sensibility?
The General Secretary of NUGS, Idi Muhayudin, touched on the need for government to subsidize utility bills of public tertiary institutions and also stressed on the need for government to implement the contents of the Cabinet Memorandum to ECG and the Association of Vice Chancellors of Public Universities not to surcharge students for electricity and other utility bills.
Government must just pay ECG, call ECG to order, because ECG is not called to order. That is why the officials are worrying our head of ECG. And they are also certain that if the problem, if the frustration, the tormentation continues, then they will not have option but to pass on the cost to students. So we want government to ensure that ECG is giving its due so that they will not continue to worry our head of institution. But if that continues, then we the students would have to be charged by our vice chancellors. That's the concern that I have.
Other grievances raised include non-posting of graduates of health institutions like the Kolebu School of Hygiene, Ho and Tamale Schools of Hygiene after completing their programs, and recent moves to charge 40 Ghana cedis as pre-registration fee for prospective national service personnel. The group, however, commended government's attempt to gradually introduce the free SHS system from this year as contained in the 2015 national budget.